Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you this morning. We bless you this morning. He's worthy this morning. You may be seated. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, we love you this morning. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The praise and worship has been awesome. Praise God. And really, in keeping with what we want to share today, what we believe the Holy Spirit would have us to share. Thank you, Lord. Isn't he worthy this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Carly, you may have to change up. I'm going to do something else. And that's going to be like one of those old Monday night songs we do. He keeps on blessing me. He keeps on blessing me. Oh, yes, he does.
Woo!
Oh, come on, Monday night. He keeps on making a way. He keeps on making a way. Oh, yes, he does.
He keeps on making a way.
How often? How often? Blessing me. He keeps on blessing me. Oh, yes, he does.
He keeps on blessing me.
Oh, yes, he does.
He keeps on blessing me.
How many times?
Over
listen. He keeps on healing the sick.
He keeps on healing the sick.
Oh, yes, he does. He keeps on making a way. He keeps on making a way. Oh, yes, he does.
Woo!
Almost out. Over and over again. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Ooh, Avante told me he liked that song. Amen. Praise God. Old school, and he likes it. Praise God. Then it goes on to say he keeps on providing for me. Hallelujah. Yes, he does. That's right. How many times? Over? Who wouldn't serve a God? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My. Hallelujah. I thank God the ground is conducive. Hallelujah. To worship and praise and the glory. Praise the name of God. Well, we were blessed on last week to witness a beautiful occasion, an awesome service, a stupendous service, and we thank God for it. Amen. Well, Avante pretty much prayed the sermon, but when God is in it, that's the way it is sometimes. Praise the Lord. I ain't mad at him. That just make my job a little easier. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Giving honor to God and the pastors, ministers, and all assembled. We're going to move on. I thank God for my wife today. Is she rocking that purple this morning? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I can say that about my wife, can't I? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. My. When did you bring the Holy Ghost with you? Did you bring him with you? Hallelujah. God help me, Holy Ghost. Let's look at Ezra chapter 7. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know what to do. Ezra chapter 7, I believe, verses 6 through 8. Hallelujah. Thank you. This Ezra went up from Babylon, verse 6, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all his requests, according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. And there went up some of the children of Israel and of the priests and the Levites and the singers and the porters and the Nethinims unto Jerusalem in the seventh year of Artaxerxes, the king. And he came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was in the seventh year of the king. Let's go to 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. Artaxerxes is how I should have pronounced that, Artaxerxes. But 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. But ye are a chosen generation, royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. I just want to ask a question this morning for a topic. Where are the priests? And then I'm going to subtitle it, Let's Go Back. Where are the priests? Let's go back. Where are the priests in the homes? Well, y'all don't like me. Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. Where are the priests in church? Then where are the priests in the community? Where are the priests? Amen. Sister-in-law visited with us this past week, and I was asking her about Germany, because that's where she resides now. I've been over there 20 years or so, I believe. And she teaches over there, and I remember when I was stationed over there some 30 years ago in the Air Force, I had just become a Christian. And I noticed that the churches were big and ornate, but the Spirit of God just didn't seem to be there. It seems as if Ichabod had been written on the doors. Seemed as if it was a God lit. And bothered me some. And I asked her, I said, line with that now? And she said, yeah. Nothing really has changed, even though she's a devout Christian. And I said, well, I thank God America has some on fire churches, and we haven't gone that way yet, but I think the next 20 to 30 years, America will be there. There's so many people falling away and not preaching sound doctrine. Form dollars. But they deny. They talk about God, but he hasn't had the ability, or he doesn't have the power to change and transform. Of God. But in our lives, there's no power. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to keep going as he does it. Praise the Lord. Transformed, thank you, their lives. But she said something that really arrested my attention, gave me pause when I said, well, there's still some churches in 20 years or so, we might go that way. She said, I think you might have already gone that way. Oh, y'all don't hear me. And I said, what? And she said, yeah, I think you may have already gone that way. She says, I said, but we have some churches and people seem to be on fire. She said, but look at your leading pastors. Look at your most popular pastors. She said, they're preaching false doctrine, resorting to all kinds of tricks and antics to get the people to come in. She said, the spirit may have departed already and they just don't know it. Hallelujah. And you know, it was difficult to wrestle with her on that. Because a lot of the most famous ministers and pastors in the United States espouse, and I'm going to say it, preach and teach false doctrine. All folk need to do is open up the Bibles.
Hallelujah.
And follow.
Hallelujah.
Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Anytime folk charging you $1,500 for three prayer sessions. Oh, y'all don't like me today, but I'm going to preach anyway. And just because she's popular, folks still continue, or they continue to frequent her services. Something wrong. Oh, hallelujah.
You go ahead now.
Pastor Linda will take a third of that. God help. She'll give you a week. Take a third of that. What I'm trying to say is that it ought to be free. These people are praying all the time. Don't charge you anything. But you're willing to go to somebody who has a name. Hallelujah. Crazy, but has a name. Oh, y'all don't like me. Well, I'm looking at the character. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. More than the charisma. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Not what she says, but who she is. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. And it goes right along with the sermon. Where are the priests? Ezra, we talked about Ezra, last time I spoke, and we talked about how the hand of God was upon Ezra.
That's right.
God granted him all he requested through the king. He was a ready scribe, meaning he was equipped. Amen. He sought his heart to seek the word of the Lord. He took people back to Jerusalem to help restore true worship in the community. And I want to talk today about how he also, when he decided to return, the Lord led him to return. He didn't go alone. But the scripture says he took some priests. That was one class of people he took with him. He took some priests with him. Now, why was it necessary to take priests? Because the priests who had gone about 59 years earlier to rebuild the temple, help rebuild the temple and govern the people spiritually, were corrupted.
Yep.
Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Compromise.
Jesus.
started to mingle and intermingle with the heathen that surrounded them. And because of that, they lost the glory of God. The priests were corrupted. And if the priests were corrupted, what could the folk do? But Ezra said, I'm going to take back some real priests. Ha, God help me, Holy Ghost. Some folk who love God with all their heart, soul, strength, and mind. God help me, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
The priests. And you know, in the New Testament, it's not relegated. The priesthood is not relegated to men. Oh, y'all don't like me.
Yeah.
Every believer, male or female, can become a priest as it relates to entering into the presence of God. Royal priesthood, a holy nation. Good God Almighty. So glad this morning that the veil was torn from top to bottom, giving access to anybody and everybody who would serve the Lord. Hallelujah. So we need, Ezra said, we need some priests, some real priests, to go back with us. Some priests who will stand in the presence of God and won't compromise. Maybe they aren't perfect, but if they fall down, they get up. Oh God, help me. Woo! The priest. Now, what did the priests do? They did many things. They watched over offerings. They did countless, numerous things. But the priests. Who were they? They were men who stood in the presence of God and gave themselves to God. That's why that song resonated. He said, for God I'll live, and for God I'll die, and blessed be the name of the Lord. I wonder, do I have any priest in here?
Hallelujah.
My God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who were they? They were called out folk. I know they were of the tribe of Levi, but they were called out folk. But not only were they called out, C-A-L-L-E-D, they were called out, C-U-L-L-E-D, meaning that they were hand-picked, hand-selected by God. And if you're saved today, you've been hand-picked. You've been called out by God. You've been chosen by God to stand in his presence. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. The priest. Watchman Nee said something that really resounded with me. He said, oftentimes, he said he gets upset. He used to get upset when he saw folk begging children, young folk, to serve the Lord. He said, something wrong with that. That's an offense. I'm going to stay right here. That's an offense. That's an affront to God. I thought about it this way. I said, now, if somebody asks you to serve the mayor, oh, Lord, you get to serve the mayor. Y'all, some of you be chomping at the bits. You be just eager to do it. Can't wait. Serve the president, serve the governor, lining up. But we have an opportunity to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we're going to complain. My God, where are the priests? Say, I'm glad to be in the service. Thank God that he counted me worthy to serve him. I don't deserve it, but he blessed me. And if I have any opportunity, I'm going to walk with him and talk with him, and I'm going to soak up the glory. Where are the priests? Doing God no favor?
by serving him. It's a privilege that he woke you up this morning. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's a privilege that he put some clothes on your back. Still allows you to breathe. And that he wants to fellowship with you. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visiteth him? Hallelujah. I count it a privilege. That kind of high God, the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob wants to tabernacle with me. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. I'm sorry, but I feel all right today. Thank you, Jesus, the God who can heal without a lot of fanfare. Because the Bible says, as the lepers went, they were cleansed. Good God Almighty. In that case, nobody took out oil as they went. But I'm like the one who came back. Oh, Lord, some of us won't come back. And said he came back not in a shy, sheepish way. This is for those intellectual folk that don't believe that every now and then you got to wax demonstrative. Because they say he came back and he praised God with a loud voice and said, thank you, Lord, for healing me. I know folk might not understand my spiritual gyrations right now, but God, I know you've been good. You've been good to me. Because, yeah, I know old folk used to say it, but there's some truth to it. In this particular text, I looked at my hand, the leper would say, and my hand looked new. God help me. Looked at my feet, and they did too. So I have to come back and give him praise. Where are the priests who enjoy being in the presence of God? Priests were folk given to God, men given unto God and the service of the Lord. Bible say we belong to God now. We're bought with a price. Amen. The church belongs to God. Best illustration or example I heard of this was Watchman Nee again was talking about three men, and I talked about this at Bible study, three men on a train playing cards. And of course, they needed the fourth man to help partners. So the fourth man walks up, and they ask him to join them. And he says, I can't. And they say, why? And he says, because I didn't bring my hands with me. And they look at him incredulously and say, what do you mean you didn't bring your hands with you? There your hands are right there. He said, they aren't my hands. They're God's hands. They belong to God now. I give myself away. So you can use me. See how God had it working. Praise his holy name. That ought not just be a song. Ought be an attitude we have. A determination.
That's right.
Priest. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Giving to God. Hallelujah. Giving to God. Giving to his presence. Giving to his spirit. Giving to whatever he wanted to do. Followed his instruction. Wonder today, are you giving unto the Lord? Have you given yourself completely and totally unto God? And I thought about this thing before I moved from that point. The priests, man, they in the temple. They were in the temple when the temple, when they had a temple, they were in the temple, and man, they around God's presence all the time. They are soaking up, suffused in the glory of God. Hallelujah. coming out with the glory of God all over them in the name of Jesus. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. I wonder today, do you want to be in his presence like that? Do you want to show forth the glory of God? You want to take the mean face off. Y'all don't like me. And have some glory. Stop being stiff-necked and be flexible in the hand of God. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Pastor Michael always say, you ain't all that, we aren't all that. Care how much education we have, how much we know of scripture, how much we think and learned we think we are. I want to tell you, it's but by the grace of God, we are what we are, and we ought to walk like it. We ought to talk like it. We ought to be, Peter said, clothed in humility. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Come on now. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Nobody thinking about that foolishness. Sir, we would see Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, Holy Ghost. I had a brother, a pastor friend of mine. He would say, yeah, the lady would sometime, she was over all the ministers in one church that I came up in, and she was assistant pastor, so they put her over all the younger ministers, and one of the pastors said, he said, I can't beat her in the scripture. I can't beat her in the word. He said, but I can get her in the flesh. And that's our attitude sometimes. We aren't spiritual, but we can resort to the flesh. Amen. But the priest standing in the presence of God, show forth the glory of God. Hallelujah. Now, what were some of the things? That talks a little bit about who they were, really abbreviated version, but then what were some of the responsibilities? I'll just deal with two. One was, we know what they had to intercede on the behalf of others. Stand between God and man. Stand between heaven and earth. And call on the name of the Lord. I ask you today, where are the priests? Folk who will turn down their place and stand between heaven and earth and call on the name of the Lord. Call on them till he moves. Call on them till the children stop shooting one another. Call on them till your baby's saved. Call on them until the anointing falls. Where are the priests? God, help me, Holy Ghost. Richmond doesn't need more meetings. We need some priests. Some folk who will go down on their faces and not come up until they sense a release in the name of the Lord. Yeah, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. The problem in the nation, not really the Republicans and the Democrats. That's just a spirit in court folk. Always been bellicose, but I don't know what's going on now, but that's a spirit. But what we need now, what the world needs now, is some priests, some folk that will go before God and say, God, bless the left, bless the right. Each of them need to be saved by the power of God. Where are the priests? Where are the priests that will usher in the glory of God? I don't need to hear more, just more singing. Hallelujah. Thank God for worship. I can take that. But I don't need more songs, just more eloquent sermons. I need Jesus. I need an intervention from God. I need the anointing to come. I need a divine move of God. Amen. Oh, y'all don't like me today. But I got to preach this thing. So they interceded. Amen. Hallelujah. called on God. Dwight Thompson said, when some of you may not know him, he used to be at TBN, but when TBN was still TBN, but I deviate a little bit. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said that when he was a young man, he went to the club and he was reared in a Christian home. But he went to a club and said that his father, who was a preacher, he said his father went to the club. Y'all don't hear me. That stopped most of y'all. Now, you know, mama coming behind you, probably not going to do too much. Oh, Lord, let me qualify that, because sometimes mama cutting up. But hallelujah. Praise God. But he said that his father came to that club, stood outside the club, and said, prayed. And every time he would go, his father would just pray and pray and pray till he felt the heat and he couldn't stay in the club. Where are the priests? God, help me, Holy. That will call on God till the family is saved. Maybe a little less television and a little bit more praying. God, help me somebody. Wonder, do I have any priest who can believe God to save entire families? Woo. Believe, told the jailer, believe on the Lord Jesus, you and your entire household will be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not going to fight with you, but I'll intercede for you till God moves. Oh, y'all don't like me today. I'm going to mess with somebody. I ain't going to argue about the Holy Ghost. I'll intercede for you till you get the Holy Ghost, till you're filled with the Spirit, till the anointing hits you in the name of Jesus. Come on, Holy Ghost. Yeah. Hallelujah. Till you're praising God. Until you are worshiping God. Because there's nothing the power of prayer can't accomplish. Hallelujah. Come on, Holy Ghost. Can I get a witness here that believes what I'm saying is true? The Bible says Aaron, when the plague hit the children of Israel, Aaron the priest stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Good God. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. That's why some haven't died from cancer. Because there's some priests in this place. I see them on Saturday mornings. I hear them on Wednesday night. I hear some priests. There's some that walk the aisles on Monday. Some priests interceding on behalf of others. Thursday morning. And there are others that don't even make a big deal of it, but they're behind the scenes interceding, calling on the name of the Lord. Oh, come on, somebody. God said, that's why we can't drown, because there's some priests. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Yeah, some intercessors. Some intercessors. Some intercessors. That's why China hasn't attacked Taiwan yet, because there's some priests praying, God, hold them back. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for the priest. Hallelujah. Who intercede. Amen. Thank God for the women. Hallelujah. They wouldn't have been priests in the Old Testament, but again, in the New Testament, anybody really can function like a priest. Some of us haven't died Oh, y'all may not like it. I know we men can be kind of haughty. Some of us will be going away from here if the women preach. Because they quick to pray. We got to do all kinds of history. I'm go through all kinds of histrionics and all that to pray, brothers, with one another. But they just call one another. Hair still rolled up. Just getting out of bed. Roll bone. But we going to pray till God moves in the name of Jesus. Bless Johnny. Bless Ricky. Bless this one. Bless that one. They intercede in the name of Jesus. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Whew. That's why some of you still sashaying in here, because somebody prayed for you, had you on their mind, took a little time. Huh? God, help me, Holy Ghost. Thank you, God's miracle church. Ain't no perfect churches out there, no perfect assemblies, but I thank God for the priest. Thank God for the intercession. Even for me, I know if before they can finish saying it, Sheila and the cast, Linda and the cast, they're going to go to praying. Pastor Tony, what? Let's go pray. This one, that, what? Let Pastor need some? Let's go pray. Pastor Michael won't let you get out of here. And in the end, that makes a difference. Hallelujah. So they interceded. The priest, one of the main roles and responsibilities was to intercede on behalf of the people. But not only did the priest intercede, the priests were supposed to lead. Hallelujah. Oh, we got to lead. Lead by example. Where are the priests? Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. You can't sign up for this battle and then when things get rough, try to walk away and say, well, let somebody else do it. I thought you signed up. Amen. Now, years ago, I was a president of a ministerial staff. I saw so many of them come and they say, well, I'm called to the ministry. I'm called to the ministry. I had a dream. I had this, and I'm called to the ministry. And it lasted 6 weeks. Just because some controversy or adversity arose, and they went back. You've got to know that comes along. One has to know that comes along with the territory. It's germane to the process. My bishop told me, a pastor told me, he said, you better know your call. He said, that's the one thing I want you to know when you walk out here, that you call, he said, because so many things will hit you and tell you that you're not. And you'll go back if you aren't sure. You don't want to put your hands to the plow and then look back or go back in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But the priest need to lead. And I think of Joshua at the Jordan. Children of Israel had come out of the promised land, but come through the Red Sea. But they hadn't gone into Canaan yet. Because between them and Canaan was the old Jordan River. Songwriters used to say, we got one more river to cross. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Woo! But they couldn't get over that Jordan. And see, they had to get to, and said that the Jordan's banks were overflowing when they wanted to cross over. Hallelujah. And Jordan, the Jordan River, represented death. Most theologians will tell you that. But the only way God allowed them to go through the Jordan to the promised land was that the priest had to go in first. He said, get the priest to lead them in. And so they took the ark and carried it, and the priest said, when the priest stepped in the Jordan. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. The waters rolled back, and the priest stood there till all the camp of Israel walked through the Jordan to the other side. But it took the priest to lead them. Where are the priests that says, for God I'll live, and for God I'll die, and blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm not just going to talk a good game. I'm going to lead by example. Praise his holy name. Priest's job, one of his responsibilities, was to lead folk. Praise his holy name. And so as I come to a close today, I'm just going to ask that rhetorical question, where are the priests who stand in the presence of God? Hallelujah. Who are willing to say, not my will, but his will be done in my life. Say, good God Almighty, where are the priests who will intercede on behalf of others and say, they're not my hands, they aren't my hands, they are his hands, and I'm going to use them for his glory? And so Peter picks it up and says, you're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, and you've been called out of the darkness into his marvelous light to show forth the praises of him who called you out. One of the day, do I have any priests who will give God praise and worship? Now, finally, I talked about who they were. I talked about what they did. But now, why is it important? God has always wanted a people that he could show himself strong on their behalf of, that he could walk with and talk with. God has always wanted a people that will show forth his glory in the earth. So I wonder today, are you one of those folk that will give God glory, give God the honor, and give God the praise, and say, if mama don't go, if sister won't go, if brother won't go, I'm still going in the name of the Lord, because he's been too good to me for me not to express to the world how good he is. He blessed me when I didn't deserve to be blessed. He has touched me when I don't deserve to be touched. So I must give him glory. And I'm not ashamed to praise his name in Wawa. Oh, y'all don't hear me. When I'm getting my free. I better leave it alone. Whew, cup of coffee. Hazelnut. I got to give him a praise. And say, God, I thank you for a free cup of coffee. And I want folk to know that you are the source of my strength. You are my all in all. And so I'm going to take every opportunity I have to praise your name. I'm not going to be like the corrupted priest that went back the first time, but I'm going back to worship. and I'm going back to praise him in the true sense of the word. So I wonder, do I have anybody who will go back with me to real worship, real praise? Say, God, you're my everything. Hallelujah, I'm finished. Praise his holy name. Say,